You've asked for it, and it is here. The Bold and the Beautiful After Show, The Bold Breakdown, next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Music to my ears. Yeah, and the claps too, that's right. Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. It's the Bold Breakdown, the Bold and Beautiful After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. It's the premiere episode. Yes, and I'm your host, James Law Jr., your host, James Law Jr. It's been like a year in the making, and I'm just so happy to make this happen. Boom. We love CBS's top drama, so we're so happy on daytime. And to help me usher this in is my buddy. As some of you guys know him as Thomas Forrester. Of course, he does primetime movies, all kinds of other good things too. And we did a spotlight on not too long ago here for our same network. And I'm so glad he's here to help me celebrate and kick this off, Mr. Pearson Fode.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Pearson.
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you guys know already, because we have almost 500 people who like our page on Facebook. We've been on the air yet. So, thank you for watching. So, go to Facebook. The Bold Breakdown is there. Like us, rate us, comment. Tell us what you think about the show.
Yeah.
And then on iTunes and YouTube, we are here under the Bold and Beautiful After Show. Look for it and talk to me. Talk to him.
Yeah,
talk to us.
I'm waiting.
Yes, waiting. And because I'm such a bad person on my first episode, let me turn off my volume.
Classic.
I know, it's like, oh,
Jesus. Been there.
Been there, done that. The folks are in the chat room already. They all love you.
Oh, hey. Love you too.
Just doing a collective I love you. We're going to try to stick a couple phone calls at the end of the show. We got lots to get through. We're going to do this. So, first of all, as you see on here, you see right here, and he has one too. I will always be focusing on some things about L.A. Mm. And so one of the things about L.A. that's very delicious.
Oh,
Sprinkles cupcakes.
My God.
Oh, my, they're so good.
Delightful.
Oh, my God. And they were made, they first started out in Beverly Hills. And so now they have other locations. I got him the tequila one. We have no idea what it's going to taste like. So.
I'm going to get drunk off of this cupcake, apparently. I will be eating it and just hammered.
I was like, tequila.
What is this?
What is this? It's crazy. Mine's vanilla. So, you know, just something regular. But I'm really curious what that's going to be like for you. But
I'm excited.
Here's the thing. So, we're going to give away a Sprinkles $20 gift card.
To me.
Not to you. I gave you a cupcake already.
All right, that's fine. No, that's cool. I just drove all the way out here. It's cool, though.
I'll give you some more cupcakes.
Okay, fine.
There you go. I'll and have them delivered to you. So yes. You don't have to stand in line or anything. No, there's always a line.
Yeah, I don't do that.
You won't do that. Like the Grove, she's always lying at the Grove. You don't do that.
No, every time.
Every single time.
I'm like, I give up. I just walk away. If I see a line for anything, I walk away. It's like, $1,000? No. Goodbye.
I'm kind of an anti-line person myself.
Yeah.
So I'm not really a big fan. So I'll just send some to you.
Yes.
We'll do that. But you have to go to our Facebook page this week, and you'll see the trivia question to win that $20 gift card.
Mm.
And so now here's the thing I'm going to tell you. Now, there are actual locations in California, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, Illinois, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, D.C., and New York. So if you're in any of those states, you know somebody from any of those states, you can get it for yourself or give it to a family member or give it to Pearson. To him. Send it back to CBS Bold and the Beautiful. Send it back to you.
Yes, I'm waiting. Got a hankering.
So win it for him. There you go.
Do it for me.
Do it for you. So that'll be this week. We'll give that away. Yes. So we'll be doing that.
Quite.
Okay. So you were at the Emmys.
I was. How did you know this?
I was psychic.
You're good.
I did. But you actually were nominated for a younger leading actor. You completely deserved it. You're seen. I saw
your
reel. It was completely. And maybe you guys who are saying already what a great actor he is. I mean, he is just, I mean, yes, he is good. So I'm going to first toast to this new show we have today and to your, because you didn't take home the gold, but you were nominated. You always be nominated.
That stays with me for the rest of my life. I'll take it.
Cheers.
Why not?
Cheers. Yes, we are drinking champagne, you guys.
Oh, champagne.
It's good.
Champagne. As I say in my country.
I thought your country was America.
That's what I thought.
Okay. I thought it was the Pacific Northwest. That was your country or something. I don't know what's going on there.
Washington.
Great country. Yeah, great. So we're going to show a couple of pics from the Emmys. You were there.
Ooh.
You and those beautiful ladies.
They're very attractive.
Well, they are.
It's shocking.
You look really dapper.
Thank you very much. I went for the double-breasted tuxedo, you know? Why not?
Who are you wearing?
Oh, gosh. I completely forgot. There, oh, really? Hickey Freeman.
Oh, very good.
Hickey Freeman. I remembered. Yes, Hickey Freeman.
So he's good. Okay, so he's really good. You really enjoyed his suit.
It was fantastic. It fit well. It felt good.
Okay.
Looked great.
Yeah, it looks great. Looks good. Yeah. Okay, I have to think about it. Next picture, please. Your attractive parents.
Oh, look at them.
Who's your hot mother?
Yeah, right? Everybody was like, hey, who's your sister? And I was like, that's my mom. That's my mom.
I mean, her hair, everything, great dress. I love your dad's blue suit.
The old blue suit, right?
I love it.
Like,
I do.
He's cooking with fire on that one. Yeah, no, he's it was great because he was going around telling everybody that I was taking a married woman to the Emmys. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. And they were like, oh, my God, really? He's really gone along. Hollywood has changed him. And he's like, well, it's crazy because she's from here. Moses, like, actually, she lives with me. He's actually taking a married man as well. It's okay. He's taking both of us.
I love it. Go on, Dad. Yeah. But they look really beautiful. I'm sure they were very proud to be there with you.
Oh, right? It was fun. It was kind of a surreal experience. You know, I'm who would have thought that the little farm kid, you know,
I know.
Came this far, right?
I know. Because you were the cattle farmer, right?
Yes.
The cattle. I remember
raised
that.
Cows, yeah.
Yes. And I remember your story about how you used that to make money to come down here. I love that.
That's me.
I love that. You are a hustler.
I was a street hustler.
That's another story. Let's show the next picture. It's a whole other show. And that's you.
And the beautiful Hunter King.
Yes, presenting. Hunter is from Young and the Restless, if you guys don't know that already.
It's not as good as our show. But
I love it. Yes, rivalry. Oh, my God, I love it. So how was that presenting?
It was so much fun. I was a little nerve-wracking because it was actually...
He's taking it off, kids.
Yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking. It was the first time I'd ever done that, and they invited me to do that, and it was super fun. It was funny. If you actually go back and watch the clip, and I'm gonna throw myself under the bus on this one.
Do it.
They were like, and these are the five talented, you're supposed to say women, that were nominated for this whatever category. Yes. And I said, these are the five talented women that are nominated for this. Geez. And I was like... But if you listen to it, you really can't tell much unless you're, like, listening.
Okay.
But go back and watch it. It's fine.
Now go back and watch it. Seriously.
Make some memes and some GIFs, and I'll be really happy with that.
Do it. Yeah, you guys do it. It's so funny. Oh, my God. But congratulations to you. You'll always be Emmy-nominated Pearson Fode.
Thank you. Next year, I'll take home gold.
You'll take home. Well, you got some good storylines. We're going to talk about that a little bit in our segment called Talking Thomas Forrester. We're going to talk about that in a second.
Yes.
Okay, so briefly, on this show, this format's going to be different than all the other after shows on the soap block. We do things a little differently here. Mm. I'll be breaking it down by day. So we're going to do some quick, recaps. You guys already know what happened on the show, of course. And we're going to talk about, Daquan's like, can I have your jacket? Last time you said you would give it to him.
You already have my other jacket, and I need that back. Listen here, pal.
You just said it like last time. That's so funny, Daquan. Always asking.
Yeah.
Always asking.
Give it back.
So on Monday, Caroline was telling Zendi to ditch Sasha, which that storyline's really, it's really heating up because she's the daughter of Julius, they have the illegitimate daughter, and there's a whole stuff going on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All that kind of stuff going on. And then my girl, Quinn, Rena Sulfur's the bomb.
She is awesome.
They give her stuff, it's like she handles it like a pro.
Yeah.
And she was carted off to jail.
Classic.
So her and Liam are done, are they? I don't think so. They have something there.
No, there's... I can neither say...
Oh! It's just us. No one's going to say. No one's listening
and
watching this show.
Yeah, for sure. And I won't say a thing. Everybody dies in the end.
Dang it. I had a feeling. I had a feeling.
I thought I should tell you.
But she is really working it out. But she really, really is like trying. Her and Liam, take that storyline where she takes him captive. But then the twist is kind of like there's some feelings going on there between them two.
Yeah. It's like. No, real emotions happen there. Yeah. That'd be confusing as hell.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't it be?
Right? I'd just be like, oh, what?
I'm mad at you because you took me hostage, but then now I kind of like you. Crazy.
You like me still, though, regardless of me taking you hostage, right?
Like, it's right, exactly. Steffi and Wyatt are there. It's a whole big thing, and they just, I love Quinn. I'm rooting for her. I don't want to root for her, but I do.
Yeah. She's like that... That antagonist that you're like, I love to hate you, and I want to love you as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I love characters like that. They're fun.
So do I. And then Liam flashes back to the cabin, of course, and pleading, and then she's in the interrogation room, and then her and Liam are alone. It's just kind of like I said, there's something still there. It's crazy. Caroline runs into Sasha. Who says she's expecting for Zendi, which we, later on in the week we're going to find. That's a whole new... I see that coming, actually. I was like, oh, she's pregnant? That's crazy.
It's like, going to get wild.
All these babies. Wait, first Douglas and then Rick and Mommy. Everybody's having babies.
Not my baby. Well, it is my baby.
Well, we'll talk about that later, too. That's yours.
I have a baby.
You have a baby. You have a baby. But Nicole goes into labor. And so that's how that began. She goes into labor.
Jeez.
And do we want Zendi there? She's like, I don't know. Oof. So that's going on there. And then Tuesday was basically the baby episode.
Yeah.
Was basically she has the baby.
My baby.
I mean, so Zendi and Sasha kind of talk, and she's hugging him, and you know things are going there. Caroline talks about how it's great to be a mother, and it's going to be so wonderful for you, and all this stuff. And so Nicole gives birth. This whole surrogacy thing is so interesting because it's like, first of all, I'm so happy to see a black family, interracial couple, and they're all getting regular soap storylines.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a nice, I mean, we have a trans person. I mean, it's all this one big soap storyline. It's so beautiful. Yeah,
it is great. I wish, you know, I love everything that's happening right now. And I wish they would intermingle the families even more, mm-hmm. you know?
Because basically that's your new cousin, second cousin.
That's
because you and Rick are technically half not uncle. Technically not related.
Not even related, but yeah, half uncle, step uncle.
I guess. Was that? You guys tell me, is that step uncle or something?
I don't know what that is. Yeah. Half uncle twice removed on the mother's side, divorced on the uncle's cousin's mother's son.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like I cried when Nicole was giving birth. It was a tear jerking moment. Akeisha Jones says, "Yes, I actually agree, and I love Rain's song as Nicole gave birth. Great voice, Hydro Knight says." Yeah.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah, and Nicole is a great character. I'm really digging her.
Lindsay even cried when she was watching that scene. Did. Yeah, she said she was like, "That was, it just brought everything back for me when I was having my baby." And I was like, "Oh, it's adorable."
Oh, because you had her baby earlier this year, right? In real life?
A year ago.
Yeah, she's almost a year ago. Yeah, so the baby's born. And the song was sung by Rain Edwards and written by Bradley Bell, Casey Kasparek, Anthony Ferrari, and Rain Edwards. They wrote it.
Wow, that's awesome.
I did not know that. I just happened to like I was looking at it. It's like okay.
Good for them.
So yes. So and Zendi and Nicole kiss.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Plot twist.
Oh my God! They belong together.
They did.
But then we got Sasha, which we'll talk about in the next segment of recaps.
Unrequited love.
Okay, big thing on soaps, right? That's what soaps are all about.
That's what we run on.
I love Rain. I loved your song. And the scene was excellent, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, now this is Talking Thomas Forrester. Because this week he wasn't really on, but last week was all, you were all up and through there.
Well,
you
know what I mean? It was just like.
Oh my God.
That was causing damage.
Yes, you were. So. Amen. So how are you feeling about the storyline overall?
I love it.
This turn.
Yeah, I think it's cool to see a character who is making an arc, mm-hmm. right? So he goes from one place to another, from a very selfish kind of me place to suddenly, oh my God, this baby is changing my life and I don't even know why. And then suddenly he finds out why.
Yes.
There's like a spiritual connection to this child. And I think that's really cool to see. So I'm always really honored and flattered to play those parts.
And you get to work with your buddy Lindsay, of course.
She's great.
And Torsten Kay.
Yeah, absolutely. He's, you know, it's funny. When we first started working together, we butted heads a bit.
Yeah.
But then as time has gone on, we've really become much better working partners. And he's just such a good actor.
Yeah,
he's and I like actor. I forced my way into his life. I was like, you are going to teach me. I don't care what you think. I'm learning from you, friend.
Well, it's funny. Scott Turner Schofield, who I interviewed a couple days ago, who plays Nick on the show recurringly, said the same thing.
Yeah,
he's like, Torsten was like, first was like, but he's like, but then he was like, oh my God, he was so great to me after a while. I was like, you want to, because he's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to stand up. You want to match for match, yeah, right?
Absolutely. I love throwing scenes with him.
I'm sure.
It's fun.
But,
yeah.
But I mean,
it's you like, always it's try to like. It's funny too because you can see it like in each other's eyes. You're trying to like one up each other just a little bit, take the scene. You know, it's fun. I love that stuff.
Well, Scott also mentioned how much he loved his cars in real life. He has some really cool cars.
Oh, Torsten?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a classic car man.
Yeah, I heard he has loves, really good cars.
He repairs them. He brings them back to life. It's cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
So I mean, do you think? I mean, will you be the father at some point to your own child? I mean, you can't be just brother Thomas. Big Brother Thomas. You gotta be the father one day. He's not giving it. He's really holding on. He's not giving nothing.
Look at the, all this champagne that I drank.
Yeah, it's all. Thomas was amazing last week, is what Nikisha Jones says. I think there's going to be a custody battle over Douglas. Everybody's like, Thomas needs to get his go get his son.
Mm. Tell me, amen.
I love it. Somebody said they don't like Zendy. Doesn't deserve Nicole. Oh my god. We have a dissenter.
Mic drop.
You're a dissenter in the ranks. Mm-hmm. They didn't like that. Mm. So that's kind of cool. So we're excited to see what happens with your character. It keeps going on and on.
I'm excited.
That's cool. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is recap Wednesday's episode. It's basically Nicole tells. Sasha drops the bombshell as Zendy is about to go tell her, you know, bye, bitch. I'm going to stay with Nicole. And she's like, not yet. I got something to tell you. I'm preggers.
Oh! Damn.
He's floored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Floored. Because the whole thing about Sasha, too, is that not everybody knows she's the sister. Like, Maya doesn't know yet.
Nope.
They don't know. Wait till how it comes out. I mean, you know, Vivi knows, of course, because that's her husband and all that stuff. But not everybody knows that.
I don't even think Thomas knows. Well, Thomas just somehow knows things magically. He's just like, I knew about that. What are you talking about? Of course I knew.
You knew.
Yeah, Thomas already knows.
But what's funny about her, the way she played it, she hugged him after. It's like, we're going to have a baby. And it's like, and he was like, She's like,
Wait, what?
She's like, yes, we're going to be so happy together. He's like, okay.
That's confusing.
Yes. And then Brooke and Eric talked about being grandparents.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I forgot that they have a kid with Bridget has kids. I almost forgot about that. She has a kid.
Great-grandparents, almost.
Like, I think, like, yeah, almost, yeah. It's like, I mean, how can Catherine Kelly Lang be a great-grandmother or a grandmother? She's too hot still.
I know, right? She's very attractive.
Yes. Like, hello.
Shocking.
Your character did have a little thing with her.
I did. Maybe we will again.
Ooh.
Who knows? Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
That's it. She's a pro, too.
Yeah, she is.
So they have a new half-black Forrester. Makes me happy.
Wait, so they took...
Isn't it Rick and Nicole?
Oh, that's right. It is Rick and Nicole.
Because
I was like, they didn't take an egg from Maya because she has no eggs. So.
Yeah, that could work that way.
Classic.
Yes. Now it's time for a fashion break, you guys. A fashion break.
Fashion.
Yes, and we're going to show our fashion subject will be Pearson Frode. We're going to have him comment on some of your recent looks of things.
Yes.
MTV Awards.
The MTV Movie Awards.
So you're wearing some like leather thing going on.
Yeah, some leather pants. I love those pants.
They're really nice, actually.
Actually, from H&M's, I think it's Black Label Collection.
Oh, wow.
Pitt, H&M. And everybody wears those. So, yeah.
Wow. I love the jacket.
Isn't it fun?
It is. No, I really like the way you have it held up. I love that.
Yeah.
And the tie and everything, it's really cute.
I think it was just like, it was sleek and nice. It's one of my favorite looks that I've ever done.
Yeah, it's a good
actually.
One. Let's show the next one.
Ah, the old, I believe this is Armani.
It's see-through.
It is see-through.
So, folks, if you want to look at it, you can find it online. It's like see-through.
Yeah, you can see my nips. I had one fan that was like, hey, I can see your nipples. They look like milk duds. And I was like, well, have a taste. Go for it.
Duds. I love it. But that's a great, it's a cute look. I was like, so you don't mind doing things a little edgy. You don't mind.
I love it. I actually go edgier, and then my stylist and publicist are like, we're not going to do
really?
That. And I'm like, oh, come on. That I'm inside. I'm just a peacock just waiting to fluff my feathers.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah, so this was what we compromised on. I was like, see-through, I'm down with that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So next
I'd
one.
Wear see-through pants if I could.
This is a little classic, just basic V-neck with a cute jacket and jeans. Not only the jeans, I don't think the jeans.
I think they're Hugo Boss.
That's like Hugo Boss. Oh wow.
Slack jeans. I don't remember exactly. I remember I showed up to this event and they were like, "It's black tie," and I was like,
"Oh, really?"
And then luckily, it was my friend's event. He had tons of stuff in the back, so he just threw me one of his jackets. And I was like, "Hey, here I am. I dressed up.
That's so funny." Yeah. You didn't get the memo that was black tie? They didn't tell you?
No, I don't care. I don't know. Show them a t-shirt.
That's so funny. Show the next one. I think it's the last one. Just classic you barefoot.
Yeah.
And you give me, I showed this because you give me, you know I love your hair. You give me hair in this one. I'm loving the hair.
Thank you very much. No, I was literally in between scenes at CBS shooting for Bold and Beautiful. That's Thomas Forrester's look.
Oh, okay.
And those shoes that I'm carrying right there, they gave me blisters. So I took off my shoes while I was obviously shopping for presents. And
yes. That's hilarious. But you give me some good hair there.
Thank you.
So, okay. So, They think that Sasha's lying.
Ooh.
They're like, I think she's lying. Sasha, you said you loved me. Zendi, never. They're laughing. And so Sasha goes to the doctor on screen. They said on screen. Mm-hmm. And take a test. Then maybe I'll believe her.
Sasha is in for it.
She is in for it. I'm like, I mean, if you're going to like say something like I'm pregnant, then you gotta back it up. Oh, somebody says, nobody thinks that, people don't think that she's actually pregnant.
Oh, really?
But I'm thinking that twist has been done so many times, they wouldn't do that really again.
Would they?
Would they?
I don't know. Who knows?
He's just not giving anything
I don't
up.
Know anything.
Shoot.
I wasn't on set.
Dang.
Maybe I was.
He probably was. He's not saying anything. Yes, Y&R and B&B are in the same universe. They have had crossovers. Yep. John McCook has been on Young and the Restless. Well, he was on there originally a long time. He was a different character. But he's been on. And Lauren Fenmore has been on both. She's friends with Eric. She's been on both.
Hasn't Don Diamont been on both?
He's been on both. He was Brad on the other one. But there are some. They have had crossovers. And a long time ago, they had the whole Sheila and Lauren thing. They went from one soap to another. And it was classic. It was a very classic.
I wish they'd do that more. That'd be fun.
Because you guys are in the same universe. It's all kind of the same, and it's still kind of fashion, and I think Ashley's been on both. Ashley Abbott's been on both. Eileen Davidson's done both.
Oh, okay.
She's done both. So they do that.
Cool.
You know, they've done that, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to talk about, we're going to do our first fan giveaway. Ooh. That's right. Okay, so because you guys are so wonderful, and we're all about fashion.
Right.
So we're going to talk about fashion in L.A. Oh, one second. I can do this. We're going to give away with... this wonderful headshot of Pearson.
That's
signed.
Me.
It's you.
Without a beard.
I know. You look so different without a beard. Yeah. You have a little tiny kind of thing, chin thing going on.
Yeah, just a little. You know, just show them just in case they wanted it, you know.
So we have that, and I'm giving away a Nordstrom gift card for $25 because we're all about fashion. You can use it at Nordstrom, Nordstrom Rack, or Nordstrom Online. So what I need you guys to do in the meantime is pick a letter between A and F, and he's going to pick a letter between A and F, and if it matches, you win. So she's all for the people in the chat room right now. So pick a letter between A and F, and then right now have you write one down. Now don't show it to anybody yet, but write one down, a letter, Pearson. That's what this is for, between A and F. And not Z or Q, like you were saying before the show. Mm-hmm, yeah, trust him.
Yeah.
He tries to win. So. That look is so funny. People are doing it.
I'm ready.
I'm gonna give them a few moments to do that. While you guys should write down, Maddie's hold on to that. I'm going to talk about Thursday's episode, which was basically Brooke hides under the bed as Katie gets passionate with Bill. That was like, and it goes even further on Friday, so it was really funny. Zendi's like trying to deal with the whole thing as Sasha says she's preggers. He's like, I don't know what's going on with that one. And everybody's enjoying the baby. So Vivian and Julius, they all come in and enjoy the baby.
Boom. Baby enjoyment.
Baby enjoyment. And the baby is so cute. And...
love that baby.
That baby is actually... all babies are cute on your show, so far on your show. Douglas is a cutie, too.
Oh, Douglas. I feel like I'm the baby charmer on set, though.
The baby charmer.
To be honest.
I love it. You probably are. And, yeah, because Brooke and Bill are trying to talk about Katie and what's going on with her. And, oh, my God. And she's under the bed, and... Katie's trying to get her man, and it's just, oh my God, it's too much. It is too much. Okay, and it turns out that the baby is a, did we find out what the baby was?
Female.
Yeah, female. Yes, the baby's a girl.
Is it?
It's a granddaughter.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I knew that.
Yeah, that's what you said. I forgot it was a granddaughter, because you were asking, what is it? It's a granddaughter. Oh my God, someone spelled your whole name. They spelled it out. So I had to pick a number,
well
pick a letter.
Played.
They
well
did,
played.
They did, they did. It's so funny.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I like you.
Okay. So now, what you reveal, what is your letter, Pearson?
Ready?
I'm scared.
Give me a countdown. Give me a countdown,
okay.
James.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm a dick.
He totally tried me. He tried me, folks. He picked a number.
Oh, man.
That's actually pretty funny.
But
like
really,
this.
What I did do is I picked the letter D.
D. Okay. Let's see.
Dun, 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 dun. Because okay, who doesn't want the D?
Okay, so we have several Ds. So what I'm going to do is the first D will get the big prize, and then I'm going to give out to all the other Ds a signed autographed picture.
Which is actually the better prize. Let's be honest. You can sell that on,
so the winner
sell
is,
it on eBay for more.
Exactly. So the winner is Tracy Newman.
Tracy, so, what's up?
So Tracy, you get the main one. So Pearson says, you know, good things to you. Marion Wallace.
What's up, Marion?
So you're one person who's going to get a picture.
You get this.
You get that. And Jacob Marquez.
Oh, Jacob, well done.
He's one of our great people who watches AfterBuzz TV. So you guys will get those. So, yeah.
Boom.
We got it. I think I got about it. Yeah, that's everybody who was D. Daquan, you were funny with your Pearson photo. You spelled the whole thing out. That was actually pretty funny.
Well played. He should get a headshot as well.
You know what, Jacob? I mean, because he said so, Daquan, you're getting a headshot also.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good, Daquan.
Yeah.
How's that?
I just want my jacket back, Daquan.
So you guys go ahead and private message me your addresses on our Bold Beautiful, Bold Breakdown Facebook page, and I will send those out to you. So Tracy, the big winner, Marianne, Jacob, and Daquan, you get a headshot. How's that? See, we already giving out presents, and I do whatever he tells me.
Jeez Louise.
Do whatever he tells me. That's good. We're doing good, too, so that's good. The champagne's really good.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, I made it myself.
He said D as in Daquan. Oh, that's so funny. How is Bill going to talk to Brooke about Katie's problem when she is the problem? Ooh, good question. Because basically, you know what, folks? On Friday, first of all, Sasha is telling Julius, her new daddy, how exciting she is. That Zinni's going to be all about her and the baby. She's all excited. He's like, I don't think that's going to happen. Not just her daddy, but she don't care. Listen to him. Not at all. And basically, again, Brooke comes up and says, don't do anything. And Katie freaks out. And you know, she has a drinking problem already.
Right. Sipping back on grandpa's cough syrup.
That was my crazy talking moment when she got up. And I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
But then you got Bill and Brooke hugging each other, commiserating over Katie. What's going on, kids?
These mics are soft.
He's rubbing the mics. He's rubbing the mics with his face.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
It's
shh.
Gonna be okay.
It's not gonna be okay.
He doesn't mean that.
It's not gonna be okay at all. So that was kind of the week that was there. They went on in Bold and Beautiful, right. And what we're gonna do now is give you some news.
News.
AfterBuzz TV news.
So Bold and Beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
News.
News. Bold and Beautiful was renewed to can't get out. See, the drinks are happening
one
already.
One more time.
But Bold and Beautiful was renewed through 2017.
My God.
In a world filled with craziness. No.
And bold and beautiful people.
Yes. So it's very exciting. Congratulations to you, because hopefully that means you'll be on the show through 2017.
40 more years.
Yes. Because the show's been on since 1987.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. The year I graduated high school. It was on.
It was the year I wasn't even born yet.
He wasn't even born yet. God bless America. And then I did a spotlight on Weird Pearson, which you can find on AfterBuzz TV under Spotlight Ons. And you can find it. Also, I posted them on our Bold and Beautiful page.
Yep.
So you can actually see it. And you can see it. It's also on Twitter. So, and I'll post it again so you guys can look at it.
Post it again, dude.
We had a great time. Yeah. We had a lot of fun.
We had a great time. Yeah, let's be honest here.
We did. And then I did a spotlight on with Scott Turner Schofield, which actually we got into politics. We really got into a heavy discussion. It was really good. And about his time as Nick on Bold and Beautiful, he says some stuff's going to be coming up soon. He said him and Carla Mosey are really close. She's really great.
Yeah.
So he's going to be on this show at some point, too. He wants to come on. So he's doing lots of activist work, too, at the same time.
Woo.
And great play light.
Get him.
We're going to get him on here. We're going to actually take a few phone calls because we have Pearson here.
Right.
And then you want to talk to him.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Hello.
Julian totally called Sasha out about being what she was trying to do. Yes, he did. He's trying to talk to her.
Yeah.
Okay, so the number is 424-253-0749. That is 424-253-0749.
It's a call.
424-253-0749. Call me.
It's so funny. So yes, he's waiting. So call in. He wants to talk to you. So call in, and we will talk about stuff. In the meantime, we're waiting for your phone calls. I will not be here next week. There'll be no Bold Breakdown next week.
I'm leaving.
Yes, it's gonna be. Goodbye. I'm going on vacation. I'm taking a vacation, Pearson. I'm tired.
Done.
He walked off the set. He's done.
I'm out. Okay, no.
He's like, he's coming back. He's like, he just walked off.
The door's closed, and I don't know how to use it.
Yeah, you don't get out. You're stuck in here anyway.
Confusing.
You're stuck in here anyway.
Knobs and handles.
Yes, and everything. I love it. So we're going to. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. We're back in 2 weeks on Sunday, June 5th. And just you want to tune into that show. I have some good stuff coming on that show also. Yeah. But yeah, I'm taking a well-deserved vacation for Memorial Day weekend. So we will be back after that. And then every Sunday after that, of course. So yes, so you could do that. Number one. I just love the number one. Do that. So now how often in advance do they actually film Bold and the Beautiful? You always ask
We're
that all the time.
Minimum 2 to 3 weeks in advance. Okay. But sometimes it's up to like 2 months in advance. Mm.
And you film about how many episodes a week?
Eight episodes in four days. Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah, it gets intense. Like last week I shot 3 episodes on Monday. And then it was like another, because Scott obviously had his baby and everything. So in real life, we're having babies left and right.
I know.
The Bold and Beautiful apparently just causes babies to come out of everything.
We have a phone call.
Hey, phone call.
Out of everything. Hi, welcome to the Bold Breakdown. I am your host. Come on, tell me who you are and where are you calling from.
Tell me.
Amber something from Highland.
You called in. So you got through.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
So Amber, what would you like to say to Pearson?
That I love him and I hope he's doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
So you're, I really hope he's doing good.
So,
I love you, and I love doing those Christmas.
Turn down your volume on your thing so we can hear you.
Oh, sorry. I said I love you in the movie No Kiss
List. Oh, well, thank you for watching that. Do you like me kissing guys? It was a pretty good deal, you know. I killed it. Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah, I watch it every chance I get.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amber. It's so nice of you that you follow. He's a great guy to follow, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I follow him on Twitter and everywhere he is, so I keep out for everything he's doing.
Yes, thank you so much. Say hi. Say what's up. I'll reach back out to you. Say we talked.
Okay, I will.
Well, thank you for watching my show, too, Amber. I really appreciate that. I hope you watch us every week.
Different days, so you know I'm
gonna follow you. Oh, thank you. Oh my god, you followed me. Thank you. I totally appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye. See you, Amber.
Bye. I have my own fans. Crazy. We have another phone call.
See you.
You're on the Bold Breakdown with Pearson Fode.
Hey.
Where's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Jake from Texas.
Hi, Jacob.
Hey.
How are you, Pearson?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
Doing good. I wanted to ask you a question. I just wanted to know, like, if you weren't into doing the acting thing, what would you be doing if you weren't an actor?
That's a tough one.
I know, it's a tough one.
Maybe be homeless.
that's what we all dream to be, how it's homeless. you could live on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, I'll live out there.
That's a good question, because you were doing cattle and stuff before. Would you be a farmer, you think, if
no,
you weren't an actor?
No, I think, I love psychology, and I love space, and maybe I'd go into quantum physics. That's probably, if there was no such thing as the entertainment field, then I would go to space.
Jacob, there you go, space.
Yeah.
Sweet. That was my question, but you're doing a really good job with James. I just wanted to tell you that.
Oh, thanks, Jacob. I appreciate that.
We'll make sure we have him back. He'll guest host again. We'll make sure we have him back.
Done and done.
Okay. And that's been great.
Thank you, Jacob.
Well, thank you, my call.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 I thought we saw another phone call was up there. I guess it's come back in a second. But that's always a good question. People always ask. I know this is kind of your calling. You feel like this is your calling. You're doing this. I mean, this is what you want to do.
Yeah, there was no plan B growing up.
That's
Everybody's
smart.
Like, so what's your plan B? And I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is plan B, C, A, Z.
Right. They always say you shouldn't have a plan B, they always say.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, if I want to win, I want to win. I want to take first, you know.
So I like that. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, we're getting a phone call.
Let's do it.
Okay. You're on the Bold Breakdown with Pearson Fode. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Chelsea from Arizona.
What's up, Chelsea? How you doing?
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I'm just drawing pictures here on my phone board, whatever this is. So, how are you?
Oh, okay.
What would you like to say to him, girl? Talk to him.
Hi. I don't know. I just I really love the show, and he knows I'm a fan because I'm always tweeting to him.
Thank you.
Well, that's great. So, what do you like about him?
Yeah, tell me.
I don't know. He's just really cool, and I'm just he's just I don't know. He's just really awesome.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Keep going. Keep going.
He
I need
is
that.
Really cool.
I'll take
and
that
very
for my
awesome.
Week, and I'm going to stick that in my pocket and walk
you're
with
just,
it.
I don't know. I just you're just so sweet, and you're just yeah, you're really cute.
No, oh, stop. No, you're cute.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Chelsea, and thank you for actually and watching my show. I'm so happy you watched. I'm glad you tuned in.
James is the man.
Oh yeah, definitely, of course. I tweeted yesterday saying I was going to tune in live. So
yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. And look at this. We're talking now.
I know.
Well played. Good
I
job.
Know. This is so cool. Like the first time, and yeah.
I know. This is crazy. Isn't that funny? You watch this person on TV, and you get to talk to them for a minute.
I know. This is like like almost like a dream come true.
Well, next time when I'm in Arizona, we'll have to hang out.
There you go.
Please, yeah, I'll take you to, like, Burger King or something.
Classic. That's where I went for prom.
What's a prom? Burger King for prom?
No, it's not true.
Okay, just checking. You have good food sometimes. That's right. Well, thank you so much for calling in and watching my show. I'm so happy you did.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Oh, no problem. And, and also I want to say my favorite episode is the Halloween episode.
Ooh, that was a fun one.
That's a good one.
That was fun.
Yeah. I want October to come again because it's like the best month ever.
Thank you.
You have fond memories of that episode?
Yeah, that was a great episode. Yeah, it was super fun. It was a fun day.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Well, thank you so much for calling in and watching.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for answering.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Okay, love you.
Bye. Love you too.
We'd like to have, we'll take one more phone call. If
Uno
we get
mas.
One Uno mas. That's Espanol for one more.
I thought that was...
French.
French.
Like faux day.
Faux day. Faux days.
Faud. Faud. Faudy.
It's faud. Hey, out here on faud land. That's how I know it's a telemarketer.
So what can we do? What can we expect that you can kind of say? I'm going to ask you for storyline purposes, but do you think we have some exciting stuff coming for Thomas, like some really good stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Look out for. Have you started filming some of the stuff already?
In the last week that we shot great stuff of... All I can say, it has to do with me, Dad, Caroline, and the baby.
Well.
Seeing where things are unfolding towards, and it gets good.
Oh, it gets really good. Oh, my God.
Lots of arguments.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, that's a tough one.
I can't say which direction they're going. It could be about Sasha and Nicole. Or may not be. Maybe, but...
Does this dealing with babies? I'm gonna ask you how they feel.
Right.
We did joke about that before the show. How they feel? Does that make any stirrings at all?
For real life?
Yeah, babies.
Yeah, it's birth control.
Yeah, there you go. I had a feeling you say that too. I had a feeling you were like, that's the most real
version of birth control is holding a baby and being like, this is a little life and I love holding them, but I only want to play with them and I don't want to change your poopy diapers and go, there's mommy. And I still need my sleep at night. So.
Okay, so someone asked a question. Did you always want to be an actor?
Always, yes. Well, it wasn't always just acting, because I still write and I direct like little shorts and stuff. And I just knew I wanted to tell stories.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share that with people.
Yeah.
So that was what I knew I wanted
to do. So entertain. You want to entertain.
Yeah.
In general.
I want to share something with somebody else that changes their life even in the slightest little way.
Yeah. You know? I like that. Yeah. I like that. Well, actually, we're going to end the show.
No.
I know. It's like already over. It's like crazy. You just have to come back again and again.
I'm actually co-hosting the show from here on out.
Oh, well, do it. Would you guys like that, actually, if you co-hosted the show with me? Just as a regular co-host on Sunday nights?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
I didn't hear anybody say yes.
Oh, they're saying yes in here.
Oh, okay.
They're ready. They're like, sure. They're like, you guys have chemistry. I'm like, we do. We're buddies.
We're besties with testes. Damn it.
I like that. Oh, my God. Thank you, Pearson, for coming on. And you love to come back again, of course.
Oh, of course.
He's my buddy. So now, tell people in that camera over there where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and anything else with just my name, Pearson Fode, PIERSONFODE.
Yes. And, of course, continue to follow us on Facebook. Get us to 500 likes. We're almost there.
This close.
Likes. This close.
Get it.
get it. Maybe a nice surprise when we get there. So yeah. Somebody get us to 500 likes on Facebook. Look this week for our special giveaway for the Sprinkles gift card for $20. Mm-hmm. You're getting it for him, remember? You're getting the Sprinkles for him.
Right here.
But follow that. That'll either be Monday or Tuesday. I'll be releasing that information on our page. That's the Bold Breakdown. Mm. And you'll be able to watch this again on YouTube for the rest of your lives. Share with all your Bold and Beautiful fans out there that he is on here. We're doing this.
Amen.
This is a show that's going to be on every Sunday. Amen. We're really proud of doing this. And it's also on iTunes, too. So you'll be able to listen to it. If you can't see it, you can listen to it. While you're jogging on a treadmill. You listen to his voice and everything talk.
I always listen to him when, like, I'm driving to work and stuff. Podcasts are great.
Oh, podcasts are they are great.
And sometimes you get tired of music. Listen to it.
And we have they'll be on iTunes also under Bold and the Beautiful After Show. So look under that. I'm James Lott Jr. You can follow me at James Lott Jr. on everything in the world. Thank you very much. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.